Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Got a really good show this week. I think we're going to be devoting the majority of our show to the situation with the border between the United States and Mexico. And the reason I want to do that is because it has become a very, very important issue. And a lot of the people who are opining on that issue right now simply haven't been there. They're simply talking emotionally. They don't really know what they're talking about. They simply want to open borders because they feel that is a moral thing, morally correct thing to do. I'm not going to ask my guest, Charlotte Cuthbertson, how she feels about that because that's not an issue. We're looking to Charlotte right now for facts. Charlotte has spent a number of months in person on the border looking at what's going on all the way from California around to southern Texas, and I want to get her observations on why, for example, number one, the situation on the American-Mexican border really does deserve action on the part of the United States. A lot of the left wing is saying it doesn't really matter, it's not that important, and I would have to say I completely disagree with that particular situation. Charlotte, I want to start out. I'd like you to give our listeners, if you would, a history of the time that you have spent on the border, both in terms of the definition of that time and what you have observed.
Sure. So let's see. I've been to Texas a few times, both the Rio Grande Valley, right in McAllen, which is sort of ground zero for illegal entries. I've been to Eagle Pass, where a caravan was stationed on the other side in Mexico. I've been to Arizona, particularly around the Yuma area, where actually the sheriff there said that once the fence came up and was built in the Yuma area, the crime in his county dropped by 91%. So that was a very interesting trip. Nogales as well, which is one of the big areas where a lot of agriculture comes into the U.S. from Mexico, and so consequently within that agriculture there's a lot of drugs that are detected. And then right over west, San Diego / Tijuana area, and that was mostly during November last year when the big caravan was causing some problems at the border. So I've had a pretty good range of experiences on the border, both on the US side and the Mexican side. What would you like to know?
Well, a number of things. Number one, a number of people are saying right now, specifically the left is saying, I don't really think any members of the right are saying this, but in an effort to continue to tear down the president, they are saying that an issue of real significance does not exist on the border right now. There is no problem down there. They are giving example upon example upon example of how that's not the case at all. Now, the one comment I would like to make is I believe that is the case exactly, and I say that for a number of reasons. I have a friend who used to live in my part of the world, a woman who was way up the food chain in terms of the police department in Phoenix, Arizona. And she and I were chatting one day about the role of the federal government in terms of the border situation. And she got very, very agitated when she gave me her answer, which I thought was pretty interesting. She said, you know, purely and simply, the federal government needs to take action. She says, I and the people who served with me on the Phoenix Police Force simply didn't have time to take care of the law and order situations in Phoenix because we spent so much time dealing with the border, and that, quite frankly, is an issue that the federal government needs to come in and take action. This was under the Obama administration. Now, I have a number of friends who were fairly high up in the Obama administration who felt so strongly about their responsibilities and how they had to shirk their response, not shirk, but they had to take other actions other than their direct responsibilities because of some of the edicts that came down from the federal government. One of them is a fellow by the name of Jim McKinney, who's been a regular guest on our show. Jim McKinney left his career, retired from the Army simply because he said, what the government is doing is wrong and I cannot be a part of it. This woman, who was a captain in the Phoenix Police Department, retired early because she said, the government is doing totally the wrong thing and I cannot be a part of that either. Comments?
Sure. Well, if you can secure the border, then Phoenix will be able to deal with the issues that it has without getting wrapped up in stuff that creeps across the border. And I think that's one of the major problems right now. I was down in McAllen a couple of weeks ago talking to the Deputy Border Patrol Chief there, and so far this year they've had about 120,000 people coming across the border, but they said no one's talking about the 25,000 people that we did not catch. Now, the Rio Grande Valley is 320 miles of international border out of 2,000 along that southwest border. So that's 25,000 people that no one knows who they are, no one knows where they are, no one knows what they're doing. They're not asylum seekers. They didn't seek out Border Patrol. So this is something that a lot of people aren't talking about. There's certainly a humanitarian crisis, and that's creating a lot of problems for Border Patrol because they can't catch these 25,000 other people because they're taking sick people to hospital. 40% of the Border Patrol staff is dealing with the asylum seeker issues. So the family units, the unaccompanied minors, and so they're not patrolling the border. And so this is the issue. The cartels have got such a great strategy now where they're just basically making Border Patrol dance to their tune so that they can get their drugs and their people that don't want to get caught across in unpatrolled areas.
Charlotte, I want to talk about one thing here real quick. You brought up a point that I was unaware of before, and that is that you're saying that 40% of the American Border Patrol personnel are not able to do their jobs because they are dealing with domestic matters on the part of illegal immigrants. Is that correct? And if it is, could you elaborate on that one more time, please?
Sure. So 40% of the Border Patrol staff are dealing with processing, transporting, taking people to hospital of the asylum seekers. So the huge groups that are coming through right now are parents with a child. What I've seen the most lately is a man and a child, and then children on their own, unaccompanied minors. 40% of Border Patrol staff who are usually patrolling the border are now wrapped up in processing paperwork, transport, medical issues, sitting in hospitals waiting for, you know, people to be treated, all of this kind of stuff.
Now, Charlotte, we're talking so far right now in the geographic area of the U.S. border and the United States, between the U.S. border and the Mexican border in Mexico. In Texas. And I think that's really interesting. We've got to take a real quick break here for a commercial. I want to eventually move on to the situation in New Mexico, in Arizona, and also in California. But it seems to me that because of the regulations, for lack of better terms, and the lack of manpower, for lack of better terms, that exist in Texas, that purely and simply, the U.S. is being very ineffective in enforcing the law. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stick around.